Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We began this afternoon with Mayor Adams' first response to that blockbuster lawsuit filed against him yesterday by a woman who says he sexually assaulted her some three decades ago. She filed the suit, part of New York legal policy, which allows alleged sexual assault victims to go after their alleged attackers in court years after the statute of limitations. And today, Adams was quick to tell reporters in his weekly Gloves Off news briefing, "I didn't do it, and I don't recognize anything this person is claiming." Reporter Astrid Martinez leading the broadcast with the mayor on this Tuesday.
This did not happen. It did not happen. I don't recall ever meeting this person.
During his weekly press conference, Mayor Adams calls a recent lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault more than three decades ago false.
Back in 93, many of you know, those who have followed me, I was one of the most outspoken voices for fighting not only police abuse, but also for the rights of people. My life has been dedicated and committed to that.
The suit follows a summons initially filed by the woman last November under a special New York Adult Survivor Act signed in 2022 by Governor Hochul, which provided a one-year window for people to bring lawsuits over sexual assault that may have occurred decades ago. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
And we will continue to follow developments, and we will keep you posted. Also in the news on this Tuesday, a person struck by a subway train early today in Midtown. The FDNY got a call about 9:30 this morning. They say no one pushed him. The guy was allegedly walking on the edge of the platform at 14th Street Union Square, and he tripped and fell onto the roadbed. They say the conductor saw him trying to stop, but it was too late. They rushed the guy to Bellevue. Police say it looks pretty bad. They don't think he's going to make it, but he fell in front of a northbound 5, the incident causing delays on the 4, 5, and 6 in both directions. The name of the victim has not been released. In other news, so how's your wallet these days? Are you able to keep up with inflation and taxes and fees, etc.? The United Way rolled out some new cost of living policy recommendations today, including things like a hike in minimum wages, more rent protections, better child and health care, and an entire shopping list. It found what most of us already know. The cost of living is rising faster than what the bosses are paying, and a lot more people need assistance from Uncle Sam, their families, or the community to stay above water.
Pre-pandemic, 30% of working New Yorkers could not make ends meet any given month. Now that's 50% and climbing, meaning the middle class can't stick around anymore.
What we are asking for is that we're really looking at ways to manage cost, that the city fund childcare in a real way for families, and that employers across our sectors are thinking about wages and people getting people a living and dignity wage.
That's Grace Bonilla with the United Way here in New York City.
I mean, absolutely, it affects everything. It affects our mental health, our regular health. People are making choices between medicine and food, so the food that you're going to eat isn't as healthy.
For example, here in Lower Manhattan, basic cost of living, $8,000 a month. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And then this, a survey by the nonpartisan Citizens Budget Commission says overall only 3 out of 10 New Yorkers rate our quality of life as good. That's pretty sad, and only 24% say the quality of government is good or excellent, which is half of where we were in 2017. Bottom line question, is New York better off today than it was 7 years ago? Some New Yorkers say not only no, let me count the ways. Andrew Rhine is the head of the Budget Commission.
When we look at how it compares to 7 years ago, New Yorkers now rate the quality of life. Only 30% of New Yorkers rate the quality of life as excellent or good now, and that was 50%. In 2017.
One of the most defining moments in the statement, the survey itself, is that only half of New Yorkers plan to stay here. City Council expected to vote today on declaring a continued housing emergency here to maintain rent stabilization laws. That bill would declare that we're still in big trouble as far as finding a decent and affordable place to stay, and therefore we need to extend the thing from April 1st of this year to April 1st of 2027. The council has determined if there's an ongoing housing emergency every 3 years, that is, a vacancy rate of less than 50% of the city's housing rental stock, 5%, I beg your pardon. Well, right now, the vacancy rate is at 1.41%. That's the lowest it's been since 1968. Somebody said they don't need to wait every 3 years to do this. They need to put that thing on autopilot so it just renews forever the way things are going. Also today, they went ahead and charged a Brooklyn man with murder in the death of a 3-year-old. Police arrested 29-year-old Kevin James last night, also charging him with assault and acting in a manner injurious to a child. Cops answered a 911 call on Sunday over on New York Avenue between Clarkson and Lenox in East Flatbush. That's where they found 3-year-old Denim Brown suffering from head trauma. They took the little boy to Kings County, where he's pronounced dead. No word on an exact cause of death. Meantime, in Lindenhurst, police are putting an eagle eye on the middle school there after some clown approached a little girl as she walked to school. They don't know what he was up to, but they're not taking any chances after what he said to her. They're now beefing up patrols there.
This scary incident happened here at Montauk Highway and Wellwood Avenue in Lindenhurst. A seventh grader was walking to the middle school when a man around 40 years old in a white 4-door car kept asking her again and again and again to get into his vehicle. She refused and called a friend as she walked. The man's car, the student reported, was filled with trash bags in the back seat. The student was not injured. The friend on the phone even heard the man asking for the student to get inside his car. Police have extra patrols here at the school because of the incident. The man has not been found. The child's parents are now driving the girl to and from the school. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lindenhurst, Long Island.
Glad that baby didn't get in that car. Well, now look at us. The Port Authority now operates 2 of the highest class airport terminals in North America. Skytrax says Newark Liberty, with its fancy smancy new terminal, was awarded the prestigious 5-star rating, which is preeminent industry rating there, following a detailed audit of its facilities, operations, customer service. You know, it just opened the $1 million square foot Terminal A, and I can vouch it is truly a marvel. Not to be outdone by LaGuardia's Terminal B, which also got a 5-star rating. Remember, LaGuardia was once labeled by then Vice President Biden as a third world dump. Now it's one of only 2 airports labeled the best of the best in this country. Birth control now available over the counter across New York State, and no prescription is required. Governor Hochul and the State Health Department making that announcement today, also emphasizing that this applies to anybody who walks into a New York pharmacy, regardless of where you come from, across state lines, whatever, as reproductive rights come under attack across the country. State Health Commissioner James McDonald says expanding access to contraception options is at the center of his department's mission.
This is about access to care. It's about individual autonomy. It's about health equity, but it's also about protecting reproductive rights, which are all very core to the mission of the New York State Department of Health.
The governor called it a new era for the state, saying it's especially important in medical deserts and rural areas where it may be harder to access birth control. The Wolves of Wall Street saw a slight decline in their bonuses last year. That's according to a new report from State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. And the controller says this is despite an uptick in profits.
Wall Street's profits were up 1.8% in 2023. But firms have taken a more cautious approach to compensation, and more employees have joined the securities industry, which accounts for the slight decline in the average bonus.
The bonus pool was at $33.8 billion last year, pretty much the same as the year before, but split between more people. You get the math. The comptroller says Wall Street is a major source of state and city tax revenue. Cricket fans, arise. They're putting more tickets on sale today for the Cricket World Cup 2024 here in New York. Right now, they're going for anywhere from $60 to $200 for standard to premium level seats. If you're a high roller, the resale market is going nuts on the price. You hear about this? The latest is at $15,000 for a VIP box seat. Boy, I'm glad I'm not a VIP. These are tickets that were previously unavailable for matches that'll be held here in June. It's a relief for fans eager to see the matches, thought they'd run out of tickets. The U.S. plays India on June 12th. Those tickets went on sale at 10 this morning. They're playing them at the Nassau Cricket Stadium in East Meadow. That's the 34,000-seat venue that's under construction right now. In all, there will be 51 matches. The U.S. and the West Indies will host them. Eight of the matches will take place on Long Island. The finals are in Barbados, by the way.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.